The views and comments of this podcast are meant as suggestions. Listeners should take the comments in this podcast at their own discretion. John Penland and or any commentator on this program are not responsible for any property damage or monetary loss due to following the advice of this podcast. By continuing, the listener agrees to this disclaimer and waives any and all claims to wrongdoing, be it property damage, illness, death, or monetary loss of any kind from now until perpetuity. Hello, friends, and welcome to the season finale of The Swimming Pool Doctor. I am your host, Johnny. As summer fades and winter takes its place, it is time to put away the pool toys and swimsuits and prepare your swimming pool for the long sleep. Taking care of your swimming pool in the off-season is just as important as in the summer season. Remember, it is still a body of water and needs attention. For those of us living in the desert region of the United States, winterizing a swimming pool is quite simple. Clean the filter really good. Add a good dose of chlorine and phosphate remover. Check the other levels and then set a routine maintenance schedule to keep an eye on things. But trust me, when it comes to your swimming pool, it is never set and forget. For those of you with salt cells, this would be the system you have in place that converts salt into chlorine. Now is the time to have it cleaned and stored and replaced with a pass-through cell, or sometimes called a dummy cell. Why, you may ask? It's because the system will not produce chlorine in the winter season when your water is cold. So basically, the salt cell, with its very expensive, specially coated plates, is just sitting there doing nothing and rotting away. Have your swimming pool service professional remove your salt cell, professionally clean it, and install a pass-through or a dummy cell. Trust me, you will probably extend the life of your cell a few more years this way and won't have to buy a new one when the season starts. That may cost you upwards of $1,000. Just because it is the off-season is no excuse to fire your swimming pool service professional. Even in the off-season, your swimming pool still needs to be cleaned and maintained. Remember, leaves will be falling from the trees. How many of you know that brown leaves contain iron? Iron and chlorinated water do not get along. Brown leaves and or any other leaves for that fact that fall into your swimming pool will stain. The brown leaves are the worst due to the content of iron. These stains cannot be simply brushed away. The pool must be drained and either chlorine washed or acid washed. So keeping up the maintenance on your swimming pool is a must, even in the off season. In the winter season, you are trading chemical usage for maintenance and repairs. This is the time to have your swimming pool service professional check over your swimming pool and equipment. If your pool water is over 3 years old, it is time to drain the pool and have it acid washed. This will revitalize your swimming pool surface and prepare it for the upcoming summer season. Now is also the time to replace broken or failing elements of your swimming pool and the system. Have your lights checked, filter elements, pump components, the surface of your pool itself. Don't forget the rails and pool decking. Now is the time your swimming pool service professional will have time to make the necessary repairs and upgrades to your pool. And in most cases, these services will cost you less now than in the heat of summer. For those of you that live in a colder climate, your tasks are more involved. Once again, it is always good to hire a swimming pool service professional for the routine maintenance and care of your investment. Begin by adjusting your pH to 7.2 to 7.8 parts per million. This will prevent staining, scaling, and algae growth. Shock or chlorinate the pool water more than you normally would. You want to give your pool water enough chlorine to survive the long sleep. You can achieve this with several chemicals. I do not recommend using calcium hypochlorite. As the name suggests, it is an unstable chlorine compound with very high levels of calcium, which can be very temperamental if not handled properly. Good old liquid chlorine, however, will last longer in cold water with less sunlight exposure than it did in the summer months. Make sure to read, understand, and follow all the instructions on chemical containers. Once the right pH level has been achieved, you should run your pool equipment for 24 to 48 hours, depending on how dirty the water is. Skim or net out any floating debris and brush and vacuum the pool thoroughly. Remember, some algae are adapted to survive in below-freezing waters. Adding an algicide will prevent algae from forming before the water has frozen. Follow your pool manufacturer's directions for lowering the water level on your specific swimming pool. Only a few type of pools need to be completely drained during the winter season. Many pools will tolerate cold temperatures better when partially filled with water as a buffer. A completely empty pool can also crack or pop out of the ground because of pressure from groundwater. If you are using an automatic pool cover, be sure to follow the manufacturer's instructions regarding water levels. If you are using an automatic pool cover, be sure to carefully review the manufacturer's instructions regarding water levels during cold months. Some manufacturers will recommend that after blowing out the plumbing lines, you plug the skimmer and the returns and raise the water level to support the cover when it is weighted down with snow. Turn off the pump and drain it along with your filter and heater and any other pool equipment. Resting water can be fatal once the temperature drops, so store your equipment to prevent freezing. Follow manufacturer's directions for lubrication and proper covering. Turn off all power to the support equipment and remove fuses or turn the circuit breakers off. If you have a slide or diving board, take it off and store it. Cover the pool securely with a solid or mesh safety cover or an automatic pool cover. A solar blanket is not the same thing as a pool cover and is not made for winter use. Be sure that the edge of the cover is sealed so that wind does not get under it. A good pool cover resists water, weather, and pool chemicals and keeps out leaves and debris. Remember, a swimming pool is an investment, your investment. There is no shame in hiring a swimming pool service professional to help take care of your investment. I would like to thank a friend and colleague, Jeffrey Siglin, owner and operator of Flamingo Pool Company, right here in the beautiful Las Vegas Valley, for his contribution in this episode. If you are in the Las Vegas area and are looking for a professional swimming pool service company, give Jeffrey a call at 702-707-7665. Once again, that's Flamingo Pool Company at 702-707-7665. Tell them Johnny sent you. Well, friends, this concludes this episode and this season of Swimming Pool Doctor. I hope you have enjoyed listening and will be back next season. Till then, please feel free to listen to my other podcast show, In My Opinion with John Penland. You can hear it on Anchor.fm, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are heard. Until next time, this is Johnny saying, thanks for listening. Good day.